Now, I wanted to talk to the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione, today about two men who at varying stages served in the New South Wales Police Force. One of them you know about because I've spoken to him on the program three times, and he's been a special guest at a number of functions I've attended. Unfortunately, he recently passed away. I'm referring to Mr. Bill Harris, and I think I'm right in saying that he's passed away just short of his 100th birthday. A quite remarkable man. I think he was one of the first officers to be appointed a drug squad detective many, many years ago. He was a first-grade rugby league player with the Canterbury Club. He was an acrobat who performed interspersed with his duties as a serving police officer. And he was a man who the commissioner showed and displayed great affection to during his period as commissioner. And Andrew Scipione has just returned from the funeral service for the late Bill Harris. Commissioner, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ray.
A remarkable man who had a remarkable life, Bill Harris.
Truly remarkable. I learned things about him today that, again, just make me shake my head. This fellow's lived three lives in one.
Mm.
He's been so busy. He's the oldest retired police detective in New South Wales. He was the patron of our drug squad. He was the first person to ever arrest Lenny McPherson for a traffic matter. He's travelled the world as an acrobat. He's a talented horseman. He worked in the Mounties. He worked in general duties. A detective, truly. This is the epitome of giving service to community, and this bloke did it.
I'm just reading some of the facts. In 1944, a 32-year-old married father named Roy Cable killed his wife Irene with an axe in front of their children and neighbours in Newtown. When the time came for Cable's trial, prosecutors believed the killer would lose it when the bloodied axe was presented as evidence. Harris was called in, told he would be handcuffed with the accused and the dock during the trial. When the time came for the axe to be shown, Harris, standing alongside Cable with their hands joined in cuffs, prepared for the worst. And then he turned to Harris and said, "She was a bloody nagger. What else was I supposed to do? I couldn't say anything. I was absolutely staggered. The murderer admitting to the police officer what he'd done."
Yeah.
Incredible life. And the other thing, he took 3 weeks off for his acrobatic talents. So he's on the Tivoli circuit. And he's hauled before one of your predecessors, the commissioner.
Yeah, Bill Mackay. He was hauled before the commissioner of the day.
And he said, "Look, there's a book of rules here, Harris, and you've ignored them." His boss was also in the room. He said to the commissioner, "Take a look at what this young bloke can do before you get into him." He reluctantly agreed, so I get up on the table and do a handstand.
That's right, and you can imagine it. He called all of the senior officers in that were in headquarters and said, "Come and have a look at this fella." I mean,
so everyone comes in and watches the acrobat, not the policeman.
Watches the acrobat, absolutely. Truly, this as I said, this fellow's he played great rugby for Gordon. He played for Canterbury Banks down on the wing. It's amazing some of those feats that he could perform with agility and strength that I've just seen again here at the funeral. Very impressive, very strong man, a credit to us as a police force. It's a chapter in our history that's closed, Ray, with his passing. But I've got to tell you, we're a much richer organisation for having had him as part of our family, and we should never forget.
And you gave him an official send-off this morning, and I'd imagine it was well attended.
Look, it was. It was. This is a fellow that I haven't known him that long. I met him in 2007. He was introduced to me as the oldest surviving detective in New South Wales, and I could tell from the first time I met him in his home, he gave me a business card and it had a picture of somebody that was performing an acrobatic act on it, and I realised from the beginning this is an interesting fella. But I tell you, I didn't know just how interesting. Every time I used to meet him, I'd say, "How are you going?" And he'd say, "Oh, I'm better than well, Andrew," and that's the way he was right until the end. And look, I was recently away overseas on official business, and I got the message through that Bill had gone to hospital. I made it my business to get out there as soon as I got back into the country. And he wasn't well. We could see that. And we knew things weren't going too well for him. But even then, we started to talk, and his eyes would light up. He came back in. He was saying, "Tell Ray and tell the people I'll be there at the detectives function," because that's, of course, where we used to see him every year, Ray, and you come down and help. I've got to say, it's important I do this. You had a very big impact on his later life. You know, and I want to thank you for caring for him, because you helped an older fella, a good old fella, actually by giving him a sense of worth and value, and we don't do that enough with some of our senior
citizens. Well, one of your officers just this week came in to give me a photograph from the most recent of those functions, and unfortunately I can't get to this year's. I've already got something else on. But
no, I understand.
Anyway, the most treasured part of all of that was me at the lectern with my arm around Mr. Harris, interviewing him, and it flooded back to me the funny things he said in front of an audience of almost 1,000 police officers, and the respect and reverence. It's hard to keep 1,000 people quiet, but when Bill Harris spoke, you could have heard a pin drop.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. And you, truly, he was not well. 7-8 years ago, he wasn't well. And I think, you know, between you and young Trent Atkins, who was another fantastic detective that just invested into this bloke, he came good. We gave him a long time, probably more so than he would have if he hadn't have had that contact. So, you know, you're a good man.
I appreciate that. Now, I want to just mention one other officer that I've spoken about this morning, and this officer I don't know. But I'm told by his colleagues at Charlestown up near Newcastle that after 55 years of service, not always in the police force, but in the service of the state, he came to Lake Macquarie in 1999.
Owen Smith.
Owie Smith, he retires today after 55 years. And would you believe, as a general duty senior constable, he was still on the truck until his last shift?
Mate, that's dedication. Let me tell you, now, I've written to Owen, and I'll talk to him on the phone probably at the end of his shift today. But, you know, again, it's part of history. The work that this man, he's worked as a bus conductor. He's been a driver in Sydney, Newcastle. He was a parking officer, a transit police officer, and he's on the truck still today. You know, Ray, and I know you're in sport, you're in rugby league commentating, and you know, we listen to you regularly, but I've got to say, I'll often hear comments about the heroes that will play on the weekend. You know, these men are the heroes. They play every day. You know, after 55 years, this fellow is going to hang up his boots, and you think about the number of people that he's impacted, saved lives. You know, we're blessed to have these.
Well,
I'll
tell you what he's saying to us all at 71. If he's working on a truck as a general duties officer, we can all work to 71.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
it's not over till it's over, mate. But anyway, look.
I appreciate your tribute to Mr. Harris and your tribute as well to Senior Constable Smith, and I look forward to seeing you sometime in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And can I just say that the community, that we've got men that have served in the past, and we've got people like Owen Smith still serving today, we're in good hands. These are the people that make New South Wales and Australia the country it is.
Can I just say to you as well, and we can't talk about it or dwell on it because of sub judice, but the work of your detectives this week in the arrest of a man at Douglas Park, absolutely incredible. And I don't say men because there's a very senior female officer who's played a vital role.
Pam Young is an inspiration. I've spoken to Pam, and I've got to tell her, I praised her for the leadership, and I asked that she would pass on the community's thanks for the work done there. And she said, look, they're a great team. I said, listen, I'm addressing you because you showed leadership to those men and women, and you got that result. So we can't say any more about it, but again, we're in good hands, right?
All the best to you. Thanks, you.
Cheers. Bye.
Andrew Scipione, New South Wales Police Commissioner. And those people listening in Queensland can see the difference between the New South Wales Commissioner and what you get served up in Queensland.